always like to see our high school kids move on to college, and this young lady next to me right here is going on to going away from home a little bit for Northeast and Norfolk volleyball. Mallory Springer, what about Northeast and Norfolk? What drew you to this school?
Their coach was super welcoming when I went for my visit, and obviously that's a big crucial part of moving on to the collegiate level, so that was very enticing for me, making my decision. They have a really nice campus, and I've heard nothing but good things about their program, so yeah.
I'm sure maybe a few other schools you kind of looked at a little bit, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, I think I looked at about four schools before making my decision. I was actually dead set on going to Hastings prior to my Northeast visit, so I'm very grateful that I went.
So academically, I take it Northeast has what you need as well, right?
Yes. Yep. I'm planning on studying exercise science with the hopes of becoming an occupational therapist. So
awesome. You had a great senior year. You had a good 4 years. I mean, you guys were always in contention for sub-districts and districts and conference and going to state. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
The most fun I've ever had. Yeah. It was quite a run, so I'm very grateful for my time at Cambridge.
Would I say the senior year was probably the best of the four? Maybe not, but the senior year had to been at least rank up there.
Oh, it was definitely the best, yeah. Even weighing that against playing with Brylin, I mean, that was a blessing for sure, but I'm super grateful for what we were able to accomplish and the people that I had to do it with this year, yeah.
Set for so long, but then senior you had to turn in setter slash hitter. You didn't mind that. You took to that and say, I'll do it.
Yeah. So actually we tried that for a couple games my junior year and it just didn't end up working. This year, I guess we just had the pieces to make it fit, which I mean, I would have never put myself in the position to do that. So I'm super, super happy that my coaches had that kind of faith in me. So
going in the year, you had a better idea. So maybe a little bit more time to kind of work things in the summertime, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we spent a lot of time fine-tuning my approach, which still was not perfect by season. So, and then also throughout season, like I spent a lot of time working on that so that I could be the best version of my hitting self for my team. Yeah.
What a run, state tournament. I know it didn't end the way you wanted to, but man, that was a lot of fun, that championship game, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, yeah. I had the opportunity to play in two. The second time was so much more fun than the first. Yeah, I'd say that over and over. It was just such a blessing to like go down and actually compete for that. Obviously, it didn't turn out the way we wanted either time, but yeah, to actually have some skin in the game this year was awesome.
Is besides the championship game, was there what game was there a match that stood out your senior or maybe either as a sophomore or junior that you say I will remember that game, that match forever?
Oh, I have a couple. Definitely winning RPAC this year. I think that I kind of questioned my ability to lead my team as a hitter until that game, which is really far in the season to have those kind of doubts about what I was providing. So being able to step up and just show up and carry through and pull through for my team there was really monumental for me. And then also beating Overton in our sub-district match my sophomore year was, that's always going to be a highlight for me.
All those great battles with the Overtons. You had a lot of battles with that team next door in the Southwest, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. For sure. That was one of our biggest mental downfalls, I think. I think it's hard to play your friends and overcome that kind of adversity. You know each other so well off and on the court, and I mean, sometimes the best team doesn't win, and sometimes it does. Mm-hmm. It's good to have that kind of competition, though.
Going 2 years in Norfolk, do you want? I mean, I know it's too tough to tell right now, but would you like to go another two, depending on, I guess, if it goes good? Hey, I'll go two more.
Yes, actually, I totally would. I don't think I'm ever going to be ready to give it up, so...
Yeah, you're playing. I should be careful. You're playing with the old ladies right now. Older ladies, I should. And you have a lot of fun with that, aren't you?
It's a blast. It's a blast. Yeah. I mean, volleyball's always been centered around competition for me. So having a different aspect of that being just going and having fun with people that got to do this for a really long time as well has kind of changed my perspective on what volleyball is supposed to be for people.
Now, there's one more Springer girl coming around, right? Yeah. She got a lot of pressure on her, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. So much pressure, she decided to wrestle. Yeah.
Hey.
But, hey.
That's okay. At least she's out for something, right?
I'm so proud of her being able to do what she wants instead of what the family wants her to do. So,
well, it's been fun watching you for 4 years. I mean, hard to believe. And you think these kids are just junior high kids, and all of a sudden, boom, you're a senior. I'm sure mom and dad are in the same way. I can't believe our baby's graduating.
I know. I think the same thing, too. I can't believe I'm graduating either.